crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? All right. Paul starts this chapter out. This whole theme of Galatians is, you are not justified by your works. You are not justified by your works. And he calls them foolish. He said, you're foolish. You're foolish. And you know the word, interesting word there. He said, who hath bewitched you? We're all familiar with that word, the TV. Remember the TV show, Bewitched? Man, it's like somebody cast a spell on these people and made them think, according to this, if you've got it in your head that you can do something good enough to make God happy with you, you are bewitched. If you got it in your head that you can live right enough for God to say, okay, I'm pleased with them, you're bewitched. He said, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? If the devil or the brethren have convinced you that your works has any part of your salvation or your justification, the devil has bewitched you. He like put a spell on you. Man, according to that, there's a whole denominations that are bewitched. There's whole churches that are bewitched. Weird sometimes like that. You ever catch yourself trying to be good enough so God will like you? I do that all the time. I think, maybe if I do this, maybe if I do better, maybe if I pray more, maybe if I read more. Now, all that stuff's good, and we should try to do better. But as far as our justification before God, it has nothing to do with it. Our works have absolutely nothing to do with it. You could go out here and witness 24 hours a day and give every dime you got and give your body to be burned, but if your faith is what justifies you in the sight of God. He said, don't let somebody bewitch you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you. That you should not obey the truth is not even in the New Modern Versions of the Bible. See where it says that you should not obey the truth? Left out of the New Modern Versions. That's interesting. And it said Jesus was set forth crucified among you. A lot of them people were around and alive when Jesus was crucified. This was just, I mean, Galatians was only written, let's see, I don't know what the date I had on it. But some of them people were there and were there and alive when Jesus was actually crucified. This actually happened, crucified among you in Acts 2:37. Some of them might have heard the message on Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, in Acts 13:44, in Acts 10:33. They might have heard it. It said, Jesus was crucified among you. And faith come by hearing. You know how you got saved? By faith. You know how you get your spirit? By faith. Look at verse 2. This only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the law or by the hearing of faith? Did you get the Spirit by the law or by the hearing of faith? And the obvious answer is by faith. Did you get saved by keeping the law or did you get saved by faith? The obvious answer is faith. So if you're saved by faith and you get Spirit by faith, the only way you're going to live right is by faith. That's the only way. That's the only way you can walk right is by faith. And he sums that up in verse 3. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? You know what he's saying there? He's saying you started out in the Spirit, and now you're trying to work in the flesh to keep what you got by the faith in the Spirit. And we do that a lot of times. God saves us by grace and faith, and then we try to work good enough to stay saved. You don't work, get saved. You don't work, stay saved. You didn't earn it. There's nothing you can do to get it. There's nothing you can do to keep it. And you, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then he said in verse 4 there, have you suffered so many things in vain? I didn't know them two kids could make that much money. That's amazing. That's just two of them. I've been thinking it's 25 or 30. Lord have mercy. Where'd they get that? Whew. Lord have mercy, boy. Now he's crying as I'm talking about him. I'm watching you, dude. Got my eye on you. Look at him. He's perfect now. Verse 4. You hear that? Verse 4. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain. You know what he's saying? You people have suffered. You've been persecuted. You've went through all this trouble that evidently went through some persecution according to chapter 6. I got it marked here somewhere. According to chapter 6, verse 12, they had had some persecution and they said, you know what? Was all that in vain? He said, have you suffered so many things in vain? He said, all this persecution, you've been laughed at, you made fun of, and now you're blowing it by trying to be justified by your works. We got to get it through our head, y'all. He said, how'd you get saved? By faith. How'd you get the Spirit? By faith. Well, then how you live right? By faith. Begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? And we're not. You're not made perfect by the flesh. So really all I'm saying tonight is God saved you by grace. You stay right by grace. You live right by grace. It's all of Him. It's not of us. The only way we can live right is putting our faith in His blood every single day. We ought to try the best we can. But I'm telling you what, your best ain't good enough. You got to have your faith in His blood. He said, have you suffered so many things in vain? It wouldn't benefit you at all if you abandoned the doctrine that Paul preached to them. That's what he's saying. He said, it ain't going to do you no good, all this suffering you've done. If you're out here trying to get justified by your works, you're saved by grace through faith, you live right by grace through faith, you stay right by grace through faith, and you'll finish up by grace through faith. So that's what I want to say to y'all tonight. And we'll stop right there with verse 4. We'll continue on next week. Don't suffer in vain. Don't be foolish. And don't let the devil bewitch you and tell you you're not good enough. You know, the devil, how many of y'all the devil's ever told you you're not good enough? Well, that's true. We're not. But the devil always tells you a half-truth. When he says you're not good enough, I think, man, you're right, devil. But he ain't finishing it up. I ain't good enough. But I'm not, the Lord don't judge me by me. He judges me by what Jesus has done for me. And the devil leaves that part out. He always tells you a half a truth to get his foot in the door. The devil will tell you you ain't good enough. That's true. That's true. You ain't. He'll never tell you, but you're justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? Let's pray.